SRN News, I'm John Scott. We're learning more about the alleged attacker in Sunday's Boulder, Colorado alleged terror attack against a Jewish community group.
Authorities in Boulder, Colorado say suspect Mohammed Sabri Solomon had 18 Molotov cocktails when on Sunday he disguised himself as a gardener and carried out an attack on a group holding its weekly demonstration for the release of Israeli hostages. But police in an affidavit say that Solomon threw just 2 Molotov cocktails because he got scared and had never hurt anyone before.
Correspondent Donna Warder says a state court has set a $10 million cash bond. Solomon's next court hearing is set for Thursday. Former economic advisor to President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells the Salem Radio Network the GDP fell in the first quarter.
Every week or two, the Federal Reserve Bank does their own estimate of what GDP will be, which is the total output of the country, and it's the major indicator of economic growth. And after the first quarter, which was of the year, which was basically the leftovers from Biden, the economy shrank a little bit by zero. It was negative 0.2%.
The Atlanta Fed's GDP Now model estimate is now projecting that U.S. real GDP will rise 4.6% in the second quarter of the year. This marks an increase from 3.8% on May 30th, according to the Atlanta Fed. Liberal candidate Lee Jae-myung is forecast to win South Korea's snap presidential election. That's according to a joint exit poll. The vote comes 2 months after conservative President Yoon Suk-yeol was removed from office over his short-lived imposition of martial law. After a stellar May, Wall Street remains on track in June. The Dow is up 133 points, the Nasdaq adding 141. This is SRN News. A new look at gay marriage around the world.
According to a study from the Pew Research Center, the practice is primarily an affectation of the West. So far, 40 countries have legalized homosexual unions, and almost none of them are in Africa or Asia. Gay marriage has been embraced in Western Europe, North America, and in some countries in South America. It's also a relatively recent phenomenon. The first nation to legalize same-sex marriage was the Netherlands in 2001. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world complete the holiday of Shavuot at sundown today. In biblical times, it was an agricultural festival when Israelites would bring harvest offerings to the temple. Today, it's primarily commemorated as the traditional date on which God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, as described in the Bible. Jews celebrate the readings of the biblical book of Exodus, including the commandments. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump and Chinese President Xi may talk trade during a phone call this week. Trade tensions between the two countries have recently intensified, with each accusing the other of various misdeeds. Among today's early movers on Wall Street, Constellation Energy, which climbed 14% after announcing a 20-year deal with Facebook parent Meta to provide nuclear power from Constellation's Illinois plant, as demand for energy to run artificial intelligence rises rapidly. A month ago, Google announced a similar partnership with another provider. Dollar General shares jumped 8% after it reported a far wider profit than analysts were expecting and record sales. After being forced to cut its outlook in a rough 2024, the bargain chain boosted its outlook for this year as off-price retailers outperform. I'm Rich Thomason.
With details at srnnews.com, I'm John Scott.